Kervis Halbovis, Sunday night, Or Luchaf, Alex Cheshvan, Shar Cheshvan HaNefesh, Perek Shlishi, number 19, page Beish Samach, Voifan HaTishosar Cheshvanu Amnafsho, Vatzolos Hashem Yisroman B'Yishader, also, Hifigei Ha'olam, the Yisurov, Mini Machlos B'nei Odombo, this is very, it sounds strange to our ear because we like to hide our heads in the ground. But he says, a way to feel gratitude towards Hashem and appreciation and to feel thankful to Hashem is look around at all the tzoros, see a blind person, say, oh, Hashem, I'm not blind. You go to a medical building, you see doctor of this, doctor of that, doctor of gastronomy, doctor of heart disease, doctor of liver disease, doctor of this disease, doctor of that disease. You say, Hashem, I don't need this doctor, I don't need this doctor, I don't need this doctor, I don't need this doctor. Look how many doctors I don't need. And every time you see a person without legs, without arms, you should say, ah, I have arms, I have legs. That's what you're supposed to do. At the end of this paragraph, of the end of Cheshvan number 19, he will say, not really at the end, in the middle, and at the end, another benefit that comes out of thinking about this, is it's a sport to do tshuva. Because if you're an honest person, you will say to yourself, wait a second, why was that person in a car accident and had to stay in the hospital for 6 months, and why not me? If you believe it's Hashem, so you say, wait a second, why not me? I'm not, you know, I'm not a tzaddik. I'm not sure at all that that person deserved it and I didn't, and I don't deserve it because I'm such a good person. I know my faults. A person's supposed to say, he's talking about an honest person, an introspective person, and you say, so first you think, Baruch Hashem, I have eyes. And then you say, wow, why do I have eyes? I don't deserve eyes any more than that person does. And if that person, let's say, was either born without eyes, okay, so that's, you're thankful. But if a person lost his eyes in an accident, so you say, why, it could happen to me very easily. I'm not sure that I deserve to have eyes and not to have an accident happen to me when I could lose my eyes. And look, it's in within the realm of the possibility. People lose all their money in the stock market. People with the Lawrence, they faced a mobble. They had a mobble. How much a mobble? I found out yesterday my brother-in-law's two cars floated away. They floated away. He lives in Lawrence. They floated away. They're gone. His cars floated away. A marble. His car floated away. So you say, don't be so sure. Say, first of all, Baruch Hashem, thank you, Hashem. Didn't happen to me. But then you say, why not? So then you say, I'm not so sure. I don't deserve. And I'm not so sure that I deserve that it shouldn't happen to me. So it's a sport to do tshuva and to be careful about your actions, because it's in your face that things happen to people, and you're not so sure that you don't deserve that it should happen to you. So we'll see. That's how the line of reasoning of number 19 goes. The first step is to think about, make a list. Pesach. You pass by a medical supply building?
When?
Anytime during the day when you go to work. You pass a medical supply building. Make a list of all the diseases that people have to buy medical supplies for. Should I tell you, if you have a small hole in your foot, you have to buy gauze bandages, gauze pads, you have to buy medicinal schmear, you have to buy special tape to tape it up, you have to buy a wrap to make the official equivalent of like stockings, like pregnant women, then you have to buy something on top of that. So you say, thank Hashem today that you don't have a hole in your foot. Not yet. Did that marry you?
No.
No, so you still have a chance. When you say, Modim Anachnu Loch, You say, and you bow down. So think. Say, I see Rabbi Melina is in such pain because he has a hole in his foot. A small little nothing hole. Not like Chas V'Shalom, he has like a huge wound. A small little hole. Look how much pain he's in. Baruch Hashem! And then you'll say, hey, if Rabbi Melina is in such pain, and he's like a big tzaddik, you know? So, oh boy, like I'm in trouble. I'm not saying that Chas V'Shalom. The Chas V'Shalom wants you to say it. Okay? Gagon, you see people are in jail. Hakam Rabashkin's in jail and you're not. Balachatz, Ra'ov, Tzoma, people are hungry. Chom, Bakor, there's people without power. Temperatures are dropping. Not a joke. Now it's hitting people now how unprepared they are for an emergency. Like people now are starting, hey, like it's already a week and you know, they still don't have power, they don't have gasoline, they don't have this was huge. So you say, Baruch Hashem, the people in Brooklyn who are okay basically, they're supposed to be looking over at the people in Lawrence and saying, Baruch Hashem. Maser, Lachat, Rav, Tzoma, you want a list of tzaris? Kor, Chom, Ra'olim, Hamamisim, poison, toxins. People get sick from toxins. V'chayos HaTeref. In his days, v'chayos around now also, guys. You can have dogs, snakes. Hatafonios, Varoson, different kinds of diseases. Umachos HaSarefes, people get sick. People are sick all the time. Go to hospital. Go there. I was in a place today, a very nice place, beautiful building. And like, I have a little small hole in my foot. Other people were like, couldn't walk, were writhing in pain from the maka. I'm writhing in pain from the refuah. So I could sit there and joke about it. I'm in great pain from the refuah. I saw people today in huge pain and couldn't walk and have twisted legs and all sorts of things. Some will say, Baruch Hashem, I only have a small hole in my foot. Like nothing compared to these people.
What are they saying?
They are supposed to say, Baruch Hashem, I have a foot and I can be healed. What about people who lost their foot in the war? Or who were born without feet? What do those people say? Baruch Hashem, I have hands. What do those people say? Baruch Hashem, I have a heart. People with heart disease say, Baruch Hashem, I have eyes. I'm alive. Right? Ultimately, you say, Baruch Hashem, I'm alive. A lot of people not alive go to the cemetery. You know what all those people have in common? They're dead. Then he says, "In my yediyah shu chayav b'kach." That's a heavy, heavy sentence. Modern man does not want to accept that sentence. In my yediyah, that's a strong word, yediyah. I try to soften it by saying the suspicion. That you deserve it should happen to you. Like, why not? You're no big tzaddik, and that guy, oh, he deserved it. Oh, he got his, man. Just think about all the avarice you did. Not you, Chas V'Shalom. Any a person, think about the avarice you did in the last hour. Half hour, really. 5 minutes, really. 1 minute, really. The Chomer Mashekodam Baroilo. So not only should it awaken him to be grateful and have gratitude, but it should be a spur to say, wait a second, why isn't it happening to me, Taka? Baroilo, and it's I deserve it. Al mashekodam lo min ha'avonos v'chatoam b'fnei Hashem. V'chomer mashekodam lo umerio es dvar Hashem. I rebel against Hashem. I don't learn as much as I should. I don't daven with kavanah as much as I should. I talked lashon hara this morning. I made fun of someone and made him feel bad. I wasn't so honest this morning.
Why isn't it happening to him?
Oh, that's what he has to ask himself. So he doesn't have an answer. So he better snap too. Don't worry, Hashem knows what he's doing. Hashem knows what he's doing. You don't have to know the answer. You just have to be scared. You weren't by the only Shabbos this week. You also weren't. Oh, I'm sorry. People don't want to be scared nowadays. It's the biggest thing. You're not allowed to be scared. You don't scare anybody. You're not allowed to say, if you're bad, Hashem will punish you. They'll throw you out.
What does someone tell himself why it's not happening to
everybody me? Wants to be like the Beatles. Love, love, love. Ba, 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 love, love, love. So the mothers want fear, fear, fear. Bum, ba, bum, ba, bum. Fear, fear, fear.
What should someone think why it's not happening to him?
He should think, thank you, Hashem, and what's I better Pesach. He should think, you know, it's a good question. The Bible says, just say, Baruch Hashem, it's not, and I better get my act together before it does. And I better do tshuva and put my act together before it does. That should be your mindset. It's not your job to figure out why it didn't. There's no purpose in that, and you'll never be able to. We're talking about something purposeful. Say, Baruch Hashem, it's not. First of all, I never thought of being grateful to Hashem for my nose. And now that I walked in the street, I saw somebody without a nose, and a plastic surgeon put a plastic blob here and drilled two holes in it, so you shouldn't look hideous. Did you ever thank Hashem for your nose?
I thank him for my heart.
Okay.
Not my nose.
Not your nose. So modem, I take it back. You don't have to thank, save the no wound for tomorrow night. Tonight you thank Hashem for your nose. Did you ever see a person without a nose? Go to the hospital. There's plenty of people without noses. Plenty. Enough. Enough that you could say, oh, it's so funny. This is the Chavis HaLavos. This is what we're learning. What?
It's funny imagery.
I was thought of Michael Jackson.
I say a person should thank Hashem, not only in Molding. A person should thank Hashem talking to
us. So. What does that have to do with anything?
Right.
It's not only in Molding.
It's funny imagery.
At least when you say modem, you have what to thank him for. You're already, yeah, Rabbi, kid stuff. Halavai, you should thank Hashem when you say modem. You're like, oh, no problem. I thank Hashem for everything always.
No, thank him when you say,
of course. But
that's what I
believe me, when you say modem, Halavai. Okay, we'll stop.